Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Arizona's tough law aimed at driving illegal immigrants out of the state went before the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. And it appears the court will likely uphold key parts of the law, like the requirement that police check the immigration status of people they stop. But the eight justices who heard the case seem to have doubts about other aspects of the law. The Obama administration argues that federal policy trumps the state law. That's similar to the argument the administration made before the Supreme Court last month on the issue of health care reform. Rulings in both cases are expected by June. This comes as both the Obama and Romney presidential campaigns try to win the crucial swing votes among Latinos and independents. Joining us on the line is George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, you've been following this morning's arguments via live blogging. If you're comfortable calling it this early, which way do you think this is going to go?
I'm sure it'll end in some decision. I can say that with great certainty. It does seem like the court is not going to rule with the administration on the complete bar on state authority in the area. It seems that the court accepts that there is concurrent state jurisdiction, meaning that the state and federal government can coexist in this field and that state laws are not preempted. But when we get down into the weeds, the administration could well eke out a partial win. Where the justices appeared to be almost unanimous was on Section 2, dealing with the right of police to inquire as to the legal or illegal status of an individual.
This would make it a state crime to be in Arizona without legal immigration papers.
Well, Section 2B requires the state to check on it, and then there is a provision establishing it as a crime to be without legal immigration papers. That second part is less obvious in terms of where the court will come out. It's clear that they're going to uphold parts of the law, particularly as to inquiring as to status. But the other provisions, particularly the creation of state crimes, there seem to be, according to reports coming out of the court, much more equivocation by the justices. The important thing to remember, Sasha, is that they only need one vote, because Kagan recused herself. And the way the Supreme Court works is that if they tie 4-4, the lower court decision is automatically upheld. Now, the lower court decision in this case was the Ninth Circuit upholding the law. So they just need one conservative vote, which I think they assume would be Kennedy.
Who the blogs say is apparently hard to read on this, based on this morning.
Right. Well, see, Kennedy is in a bit of a bind, because in a case last May called Whiting, the court looked at another Arizona immigration law. And in that opinion, Kennedy signed on with Roberts in saying, Roberts was saying it on his behalf and others, that we don't believe that state law should be easily set aside or preempted. And we have a strong presumption in favor of state law. And many of us read that as a very good position for Arizona going into this argument. So Kennedy has already said that he has a strong presumption. So where we are is that it appears that part of the law is very likely to be upheld. The administration will not get the sweep they wanted. However, when it comes to the criminal components of new crimes, they could eke out a fourth vote, and it does not appear that Kennedy showed his hand as to which way he would go on that.
New crimes meaning suddenly you would be a criminal if you were in the state and working there without documentation.
That's right. And so this is, we were seeing less clarity than we saw in the health care debate. And so the administration might be able to eke out a partial victory. The important thing to remember also is that this is going to come out around July, so it's going to hit right before the political conventions. And with both candidates vying for the Latino vote, and particularly for Florida, this decision could very well have a determinative effect on the election.
It could.
It's ironic.
Jonathan,
at the anniversary of Bush v. Gore.
Absolutely. Jonathan, we appreciate your time and insight on this. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University.
Thank you.